pushed weird things you witness when you're podcasting. I just witnessed, sorry, I stopped. I just witnessed some road rage, and this guy got out with a bike just now, and was an older gentleman, threatening the guy behind him for following too close. He got out at the red light and was swinging this pipe at this guy and saying, "You're a stupid driver and get off my ass." And I think he might have taken a swing at him, but I'm too far in traffic and running late, so what can I do? Someone had already pulled up beside him, so hopefully no one got hurt. But gee whiz, you know, can I podcast in peace? Can I do anything in peace without people messing with me? I don't have much time in the day to do this. Okay. So back to my brother. Hopefully that man back there was okay. That was two dumb asses. And that's part of this podcast, is abuse of people and the abuse. Why? You know, if he was following too close, oh well. Just let him follow until he hits you, and then, I mean, if you're not going too fast, it's not going to hurt you. He's not going too fast. Come on, let him hit your car, and then you can be verbally abusive when the cop gets there, or how about he'll pay for your car. Is it really worth all that? Are we losing our lives over something stupid like that? Come on.
So picking up on the, right after seeing the road rage, I'm picking back up. So a lot of things went on with my family. Little things that add up and weighed me down as a child. And I didn't realize how strong I really was until after growing up and having my own children and looking back at everything. I'm like, damn, Cheryl, you had some strong shoulders. You had some armored skin. I just pity the person that would dare to take it on now. I mean, I don't even have to do anything because I'm strong. So strong, I don't realize it. And when I say strong, I don't mean I can pick somebody up, because obviously I probably can't do that. But strong-willed, strong, just spirit. Not gonna break my spirit. You might try. You might make me think about giving up, but I never do. Anyway, how you like that mumbling? Changing the subject, just like I always do, because I'm a rambler. And you might catch me in a rambling moment where something has triggered something in my thought process, which is every single day of my life. I was thinking, or actually I was watching this show about how one little thing was misconstrued and it made a ripple effect in everyone's life. So that's kind of what happened with me. I think it happens with many people. Ripples. One wrong move could cause another wrong move, and then someone else to have a wrong move, until it turns around and starts all over again, like dominoes kind of, to the point where someone loses their life or family or kills someone. You know, there's ripples. So beware of your body language. Now, I'm not saying walk on eggshells, because I don't. But I try to, you know, I catch myself thinking about what happened to me and what one little thing would have helped me. Just one thing. A smile or maybe a hug. could have helped me. And maybe that's why I am still here. Maybe someone did do that. I don't recall. But I try to pay that forward now. And that's, I'm a lucky person, a fortunate, blessed, grateful person for being able to even do this, to ramble and have someone listen to it. I don't mind listening to people ramble. Sometimes I learn a lot that way, and I hope that other people learn from my rambling, because believe it or not, you're gonna, I don't care how old or young you are, you're always learning something every single day of your life. This is super, super important to remember. When you stop learning, you stop living. So try to learn something every day. There are certain people out there that aren't meant to, my words are really, I'm grasping to find the right one. I'm not eloquent. An eloquent speaker, but I'm trying. There are certain individuals that are not reachable, or maybe I'm just not able to reach them. But I do give it my all, just with smiles or compliments, or maybe give them extra 5 minutes of my time that could get me in trouble. Or maybe I give them some information at my work that's personal, and maybe that's not a professional thing to do, but if it's human, it's the human thing to do. If I feel like that person's at their wit's end, or maybe they're there for something completely different. Maybe I feel like they were sent there to me personally for something. I'm going to continue thinking that. And that might not be the best way to think about it, but I know that I've been in some situations that should not have happened. There's no way that it was a coincidence. So I don't think that anything's a coincidence anymore. I think that things happen the way the ripple guides it, and it could be a good way or a bad way. So I'm gonna think that things are sent my way to teach me lessons, and for me to help other people with lessons. And that's that. And if you know me on a personal level, or if you've been in my office, you get it. You get what I'm saying. So the point of that is, be nice. Being nice and kind goes a long way. A smile. If nothing else, a freaking smile. Okay? It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. And in the cosmetic world, you know, it takes a lot of Botox to fix that shit, and fillers and surgeries. So why don't you just smile? Force it. After you force it, it becomes contagious. Laughter is contagious. Find something stupid to laugh about. I used to, before it was a little easier for me to do, I would, you're going to judge me for this. I don't give a crap. I would picture people when they were mean to me. I'd picture them in a sexual position with their mate, and it would make me laugh. Instead of be mean. And that's how I got through the day. This wasn't as a professional. This was years and years ago. I would picture something really funny in my head, and they would never know it. I mean, unless they can read minds. But I would picture these weird, awkward, to me at the time, whatever I pictured them as. You know, if they were being mean, then I thought they were ugly. If they were, you know, I picture them trying to have sex and being stupid looking, and it would make me laugh, and that was the only way I made it through the day. It was laugh or cry. So laughing is better than crying, and there were times when I cried, of course, but I tried to laugh more than cry. You might come across someone that's doing that, and they might have lost it. So just leave them alone or smile. Movie Joker. The newest movie, Joker. That's a good way to look at a lot of people. You don't know when someone's at their last minute of sanity. Better leave them suckers alone. I can't. Trying to park and the sun's in my eyes, okay? If someone is laughing in a way that's not normal, like if they're laughing and something is should be making them cry, you might want to step back from that person or smile at them and say, "Hey, how you doing?" They might be losing it, and then you're the last string. Don't be that last string you get pulled the shit out of. Hang on, I'll be back. I'm back. I don't know if everyone knows that I make these recordings during my daily activities of life, including, I don't do it at work, but on my way to work, on my way home from work, while I'm getting ready for work, whenever I can find a spare moment that's not going to interfere with my life that I've built now. Because I told myself I wouldn't do that. But anyway, so when I break and stuff, if I just start talking about random crap or get off and get back on, it's because I'm driving or stopping or whatever. Just thought I'd tell you that. Not that you give a crap, but back to what I was saying. What was I saying? Oh. How ripples can affect people. You know, I think about some of the things that were said to me as a child at school, even, or not said to me. Could have changed my life a little bit. The teacher, which I already talked about, she really could have, instead of making my life worse, which is what she did. She was part of my PTSD. She became a chapter, a bad chapter instead of a good chapter. She could have changed my life and saved me from is 5 years of torture, 5 more years. Instead, she chose to be part of the problem instead of part of help. So I can't say that enough. I can't stress that enough. Teachers, you are an integral part of kids' lives. Whether parents like to criticize you or whatever, I know that teachers play a huge role in how kids make it or don't make it. So, I gotcha. I really wish that I had had a better teacher. Anyway, I didn't. But now I'm able to speak on this and maybe get that across. So I guess in a way it's I'm saving more than just myself, which is the whole thing that I've been doing is saving more than just myself. Which I'm pretty proud of. So yeah, but in school I would try to blend in. And this is early on, like fifth grade. I never wanted to draw attention to myself. I didn't want anyone to know me, talk to me. I mean, I would take the long routes to my classes. I did not want that. I wanted to blend and not be seen, which most kids want to be seen. In my experience, anyway, that's what it seems like. They like that attention. Not me. I did not. I remember getting off at the elementary school let-off point so that I did not have to get off in front of my peers off the bus. Because I don't know. I guess I thought they might approach me and ask me a question about my life or something, and I wasn't prepared to answer anything. Which is, I'm sad. I'm sad for myself back in those days. I think about it, and I hope no one out there is going through that. People that can do something about that, if they see it, please do something. I'm begging you. If you see somebody that you think might be avoiding everyone, there's a reason. They're not avoiding everyone just because they're a loner. Nobody wants to be alone. We all long to be. That's what we're here for, is to be around people. Don't let these kids suffer. Ask them. Talk to them. Offer. Whatever you have to do, do it. Damn. Good morning, this is Cheryl. I wanted to start this episode to kind of go back over the beginning pieces. Pieces episode is a little confusing because I don't know if I've explained it to you guys yet or not, because I haven't listened to all my episodes again. But Pieces was originally named Bastards. That's what my podcast was called. And when I changed the name, because I didn't think that was quite appropriate for what I was trying to accomplish, even though I felt like a bastard and there were bastards in my story, I lost some of the episodes that would explain how it starts so abruptly, because what led up to that episode is not there. So this is the beginning of Pieces that you may have missed. And here it goes. This is random, but like I said before, all my stuff is random. This is about, I don't know what caused this in me, or if this is even a problem. I don't find it a problem. Why is it so hard for people to accept that you don't like something edible? You know what? If I don't like mayonnaise, I don't like mustard, I don't like lettuce, why do you fucking care? Stop trying to force me to eat that shit. First of all, mayonnaise is not good for you. And you can't trust lettuce anymore. And it's just extra shit, extra steps, extra money to buy the shit. Just leave me alone. I'm not going to eat it. I don't want it. Don't try to wipe it off. I'll know. Just don't. I don't. I'd rather someone just bring me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Or just don't, nothing at all. I'll get my own food. It's just one of those little stupid things that bug the shit out of me, and I had to get it off my chest. But why is it a problem? Mind your own business. You want to eat mayonnaise and mustard and lettuce sandwiches, do that. But leave me alone about it. I don't want it. I don't like it. There. It could be something from my childhood that I was forced to eat, or some sort of torture. Whatever it is, it's not your business. Leave me alone about it. And if you know I have this issue and you give it to me on purpose, you're going to have it upside your face. Slap mayonnaise, lettuce upside the face. Woo! Gets on my nerves. And another thing, if I ever go out to eat with you, or if you ever come eat with me, whatever the, if we're at the same table eating, don't put shit on my plate without my permission. If you ask me, hey, would you like to try a bite? And I say, yes, just put it on my plate. That's fine. Or if, why would you invade my space like that? I have a space. Don't invade my space. I would never just put something on your plate and force it on you. You know what? That makes me angry. This is a short little just rant. All right, so just a couple things. I know I'm crazy. When it comes to certain things, I'm going to stick to my guns on it, and you can't change my mind. I'm not going to eat mayonnaise, not going to eat mustard, not going to eat lettuce. I don't want you putting stuff on my plate, even if it's something I like. You ask first. Ask first. Ask first. Thank you. That was a public service announcement. Good morning. So I'm still waiting on my DNA ancestry stuff to show me who I am, or who I should be. I know they've received it, but no results. So I thought I would just give you that little information. And boring, I know, but soon, I'll find out soon, and as soon as I get it, I promise I will open it or talk about it immediately, because I know you're all on the edge of your seats waiting on Cheryl. Have a good day.